Blog Talk Radio.
Can't stay here asleep to how you're moving. I can't stay here complacent anymore. I can't stay here. My heart is full of longing. I can't stay here. I know what I'm made for. You're breathing into dry bones. I hear the echo, the sound of heaven's song. Your spirit's calling me. I know it's time to go. I can't stay here anymore.
I can't.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Politify Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate, which means it's time to pray. It is time to pray. It's been time to pray, but it's really, really, really time to pray on tonight. So if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, that's good. Stay on the phone lines, because after the woman of God finishes praying, what's in the spirit, I'm going to open the phone lines to pray with you. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice online, don't worry, you still have time to get on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. You have time to get on the phone line. The song that I played for tonight to open the service up was I Can't Stay Here by David and Nicole Binion. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophet Pate. Remember, if you need prayer, get on the phone line. 347-426-3782. Don't be shy. Get on the phone line. Prophet Pate, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's listening on the phone line. You all that's listening on the air, you all listening on iTunes, you all listening through the internet. I just want to thank and praise God, even the ones that's listening to on Block Talk Radio. I want to thank and praise God for the newbies that's listening and those that's going to listen afterwards. I want to thank and praise God on tonight, and I want to let you all know that this is a line simply for faith and encouragement, and I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy to be able to be honored to open up the phone line, to be able to, that we will be able to pray on tonight. And I want to let you all know that our staying scripture that is for this line is Hebrews 11:1, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even if you don't even see it, God is still, faith is there. Even though you don't even see with your physical eyes, but God's words say that it is there. Just a little bit of seed, a little bit of mustard seed. God let us know that he's able to answer our prayer. He ain't able to fulfill whatever we our heart desire. So I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And as I get ready to pray, whatever you believe in God for, whatever you want God to do for you, whatever you are seeking him for, or whatever you may be going through, let's lay it at the altar. Let's lay it at his feet, because God cares and he loves us. No matter what the enemy may speak to us, no matter what the enemy may tell us, no matter what may go on, he's still there. So let's join in and pray. And after I get done praying, I will turn it over to Prophet Stacy and see do we have any on the phone line. And I want to thank you all for calling. I want to thank you all for being able to support Faith on the Line, to support us, because you don't have to do what you do. You could be elsewhere, but God allow you to be able to join in with us on tonight. Now let's pray, and I want to let you all know that God is here. God is with Faith on the Line. God is with the Living Fire. He's with this ministry. I thank and praise God for everything that has been sown into this ministry. I thank and praise God for everything. And I thank and praise God and believe in God that it will, that the God will begin to bring it. It will get bigger than bigger. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come tonight, God, with thanksgiving on my lip, Lord, thanking and praising you, oh God, for being so good, so kind, so merciful to us. Heavenly Father, I want to say, first of all, forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed today or omitted today was not of you. Father God, if we even look wrong or thought the wrong things or even said things out of our mouth that your word say not to, God. Father God, I thank you right now. Forgive us, God. Forgive us of those things that caused us to sin against you, Father. Father God, now, God, I even ask you right now, God, maybe somebody on the phone line, maybe somebody on Block Talk Radio, maybe somebody may be listening, Lord God, on iTunes or Lord, across the internet, God. Lord, I decree and I declare that you will touch whatever they're going through with. Maybe it may be a physical need. Maybe it may be a financial need. Maybe it may be a healing, God. God, come on in, God, and touch them right now. For your word say, God, in Isaiah 53:5, Lord God, that you was wounded for our transgressions, you was bruised for our iniquity, and by the chastising of your peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Father, I decree and declare healing on that body right now that's sick and racking with pain. I decree and declare healing on that muscle disease. I decree and declare healing on that high blood pressure. I decree and I declare healing on that cancer. I decree and declare healing on lupus. Maybe somebody may be dealing with, Lord God, joint pain, God. Maybe somebody may be healed, Lord, deliver, Lord, need to be healed and delivered from hip replacement, God. I decree and declare it is healed right now. Maybe somebody is, Lord, sick and, Lord, is struck with inflicted with an infirmity, God, that the doctor said is not curable. But, God, I decree and declare it is healed right now because your word said in Psalms 103:3, God, that you heal all diseases and sickness. So, Lord, go there and heal, God. Heal the little babies, God. Heal the children, God. Heal the adults. Heal, Lord God. Send forth your healing angel, and you begin to rest upon them and heal their bodies right now. Because, Lord, your words say that the sickness is not of you. It's of the devil. So we bind up every hand of the enemy that's trying to come against us. Lord, maybe someone needs healing to their mind, their thoughts, God. We come against suicidal thoughts. We come against oppression and depression. We come against, Lord God, Lord, we come against, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We come against, Lord God, the bipolar, schizophrenic, God. We come against these things because they're of the mind, God. And they are not of you. And Lord God, we ask God that you will give them a sound mind, God, a mind that's in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need to be healed in their marriage. Somebody need to be healed from burglary abuse. Somebody need to be healed from physical abuse. Somebody need to be healed from past hurt. Somebody need to be healed, God. Come on, Jesus. Bring deliverance to the marriage, God. Bring deliverance to their home, Lord. Bring peace wherever confusion is. Somebody need to be healed, Lord God, from that unforgiveness, God. Give them, Lord, able them to forgive that person. Forgive whoever sinned or trespasses against them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I even ask you, God, that you would touch those that don't even know you, God, but they would love to get to know you, God. Ask that you would touch their body, touch their life, Lord God, that they would turn their life around, God. Maybe somebody may be feeling bad because they committed a crime, Lord God. Somebody may be feeling bad because they, Lord God, went out there and they, Lord God, they committed a crime, and Lord God, they also went against your will, God. They made, Lord God, they slept with somebody's husband or somebody's wife, God. Forgive them, God, oh God. Heal them from the hurt, God. Lord, forgive them, Lord, and let them, Lord, that they don't go do it again. Lord, somebody, Lord God, don't know how to forgive themselves. They keep beating themselves up over and over and over. We come against that spirit right now. We come against alcohol. We come against that drug addiction. We come against everything that poisons our brain, that poisons the brain cell, that poisons, Lord God, our thoughts, that poison our ear gate, that poison the eye gate. We come against that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, that we decree and declare that it is gone, that it will never return again. Father God, look upon that person, God, that's seeking you for directions, for that business, for that homeowner. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I simply give your name praise. I simply give you glory on tonight, God. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, if there is anything that I did not touch and agree on, God, Lord, I place it at your feet right now, God, that you begin to touch my sister and my brother, and whatever that need is, God, you begin to meet it right now. Maybe a financial need, maybe food, God. Lord, you touch that need, God. You touch them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You touch that pastor, that doctor, that evangelist, that they, Lord, seeking you direction. You touch that one that's seeking you for whatever they may be seeking you for. It is already done. God, we claim it. We count it done in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I will simply give your name glory. I simply give your name praise. I simply give you the thanks and the honor on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Lord, before I close out, Lord God, I ask you, God, to even touch, God. You touch the children at World Vision. You begin to open up the door, God. The floodgates, Lord God of heaven, begin to let people come in and begin to let them be able to sponsor these children, God. For your word say, when I was naked, you gave me no place to live. When I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. God, open up a door, God, that they will be able to bless these children. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'll pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for tonight. And I want to let you all know, God loves you. I love you, and may you, God, continue to bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, great weekend. Now I will turn it back over to Prophet Stacy and see do we have any on the phone line that need prayer. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Turn it back over to you, Prophet Stacy.
God be the glory. At this time, if you need prayer, if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 on your phone, that'll let me know that you need prayer and I will pray with you on tonight. Call, I see you. I'm coming to you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello, I'm just requesting prayer.
Hi.
Ma'am?
In a specific area?
Yes.
In a specific area?
Yes, job. Moved to a new town, start a new job, and it's not going well. So I'm praying for wisdom and they're making a right move
okay.
from this point on.
Okay, all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you let her call in and be with us on tonight, Lord God. I ask, God, that you word my mouth, God, that I may say to her, Lord God, right here in this moment, God, what it is that you would have for me to say to her, Lord God. I thank you for her move that she has made, Lord God. I do not believe that it's going to be in vain. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to pour your favor out upon her, Lord God, because your word says that you surround us with favor like a shield, Lord God. And I'm asking you to let your favor be all around her, Lord God, that the resume that she put in for this job, Lord God, that job or whatever job, that it may come and be in her favor, Lord God, and she may get a job that's suitable to her needs, Lord God, that will meet her every need, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in this season, God, she may feel alone in a new town, Lord God. But I ask you, God, that you put a faithful support system around her, faithful friends, God, somebody that she can talk to, Lord God. And when she starts getting weary or lonely or whatever in this new place, in this new time, God, that they will be there to impart wisdom on her life, Lord God. But even more than that, God, I ask that you let the Holy Spirit impart your wisdom in her life, Lord God, that she may know where you want her to go, when you want her to go, and who you want her to connect with, Lord God, that everything may be all right in her household, Lord God, financially, spiritually, Lord God, as well as emotionally, Lord God. Ask that you do it for her, Lord God, that this move that she has made and this job that she's seeking, that none of it would be in vain, but you're going to prosper her through this, Lord God. Help her to hold on no matter what it looks like, God, because you said in your word that we walk by faith and not by sight. And another translation says we live by faith and not by sight, God. And I thank you all tonight for encouraging her faith and increasing her faith that she can live and that she can walk and that she can keep on doing the things that you called her to do, even in spite of what the enemy's trying to do, God. We break the enemy's hold over her life. It shall not be. Everything will work out for her, God. And we give you the glory and the honor and praise for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I cover everything that you needed to cover?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Okay. Thank you as well. God bless.
Too.
Okay, is there anybody else on the phone line tonight in need of prayer? If so, just do what my sister just did and press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. And while I'm waiting for you to make up your mind, let me give you my one announcement. If you're faithful to Faith on the Line, then you already know what this one announcement is. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, be sure to call the number back that you called on tonight, which is 347-426-3782, or you can go online for this. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and join me, Prophet Stacy, for Prolific Fire on Monday night. And for those of you that may not know, Prolific Fire's vision statement is seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means that we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. And on Monday night, we will be talking about ungodly in-laws, because God put in my spirit that a lot of you have ungodly in-laws, and he gave me a prophetic teaching on that subject, and I pray that it'll bless you. So be sure to join me back here on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, for Prolific Fire. And I'm going to add this just in case. If there's somebody on the phone lines, but you're too shy to get your prayer request in right now, if you need prayer, you can always call me directly, Prophet Stacy, at 865-408-8690. 865-408-8690. Say it one more time for somebody. 865-408-8690. You can call or text that number, and I will be glad to pray with you or give you Bible-based consultation, however the Lord leads in that moment. With that being said, there looks like there are no live prayer requests other than the one that already went forth on tonight. That looks to be it. So with that being said, everybody have a blessed night. I'm out.